In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the 14th day of the blessed month of Barahmahat. May the Lord begin it in goodness and renew it within us, for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 959 Anno Martyr, 1243 Anno Domini, departed the Holy Father Ambacirellus, the 75th Pope of Alexandria, who was known as Ibn al-Lukluk. This father was enthroned on the 23rd of the month of Ba'una, Anno Martyr, June 17th, 1235 Anno Domini. There were objections at first in choosing him, but finally they unanimously agreed on him. During the days of this father, a holy council convened, which was attended by all the bishops of the See of St. Mark, and they put down a comprehensive canons for the church. The honorable scholar Safi Ibn al-Assel was the secretary of this council. This father sat on the patriarchal chair for 7 years, 8 months, and 23 days. He departed in Deir Shama in the year 1243. Anno Domini, may his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Shenouda al-Bahnasawi was martyred. Certain men laid accusation against him before Maximianus, a governor appointed by Diocletian, that he was Christian. The governor brought him and asked him about his faith, and the saint confessed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and that he was the true God. He ordered the soldiers to throw him on the ground, to beat him with hammers until his flesh was torn and his blood flew on the ground. Then they casted him into a prison with a repulsive order. The Lord sent Archangel Michael to heal his wounds, encouraged and strengthened him. He told him that he would receive the crown of glory after he had endured what would befall him from severe tortures. On the next morning, the governor ordered his soldiers to go and look at him, and they found him standing up praying. When they told the governor about him, and when he saw him whole and unharmed, he was amazed and said, "He is a sorcerer." Then he ordered to crucify him with head downwards and to light fire under him, but it did not harm him. They squeezed him with the wheel, and finally they beheaded him and hacked his body into pieces with swords and casted him to the dogs, which did not come near him. During the night, the believers took him and poured over him expensive perfumes, shrouded him in costly wrappings, laid him in a coffin and buried him. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, the Saint Augustinus, Agathodorus, and Elpidius were martyred. These holy men were Christians through their fathers and forefathers, walking in the way of God, and had a great deal of knowledge about the church subjects. Saint Hermon patriarch of Jerusalem, ordained them bishops without parishes to go around preaching and teaching the word of God. They went and preached in many cities, and the people of one of the cities went out, beat them very severely. Then they stoned them until they departed in peace and received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever.